This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Sunday, August 8. Regrets. Our reading comes from Genesis chapter 50. When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, "What if Joseph holds a grudge against us and pays us back for all the wrongs we did to him?" So they sent word to Joseph, saying, "Your father left these instructions before he died. This is what you are to say to Joseph. I ask you to forgive your brothers the sins and the wrongs they committed in treating you so badly. Now please forgive the sins of the servants of the God of your father." When their message came to him, Joseph wept. His brothers then came and threw themselves down before him. "We are your slaves," they said. But Joseph said to them, "Don't be afraid. Am I in the place of God? You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. So then, don't be afraid. I will provide for you and your children." And he reassured them and spoke kindly to them. We all have regrets. We regret things we did in the past that we wish we hadn't done. For example, I remember calling someone a nasty name when I was young. Even though that was more than 35 years ago, I still think about it sometimes and regret what I did. Maybe for you, what sticks in your mind is some action that you still regret. Maybe no one else even knows that you did. And when you think about it, maybe you're filled with fear of being found out or accused. Joseph's brothers had sold him into slavery many years earlier and had lied to cover it up. But recently they had learned that Joseph was now a powerful ruler and that he had also forgiven them for what they had done. But after their father, Jacob, died, they were afraid that Joseph would punish them and make them pay for what they had done to him. But Joseph assured them that they had nothing to be afraid of. He had forgiven them and would keep caring for them and their families. God doesn't want us to live in fear for what we have done. In Christ, God has forgiven us completely for all the wrong things we have done. Jesus' sacrifice for us paid the price for all of those past transgressions. And as a result, we've been made new through Jesus Christ. So, we have nothing to fear. Pray with me. Forgiving God, forgive us for our past sins. Replace our fears with the assurance of your love and forgiveness forever. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.